The German Chancellor Olaf Scholz is in Beijing. He's the first Western leader to have gone to China in over 3 years.
Well, the German economy shrank over last year. Growth came in at minus 0.3%.
President Xi Jinping says China and Germany should seek common ground.
Mr. Xi hailed the cooperation between their two countries, describing it as not a risk, but a guarantee for their stability and the future.
Will Germany ignore the US and strengthen economic ties with China? As the global chaos created by the West persists, I wonder whether Europe can claim its sovereignty and independence from the United States when it comes to its foreign and economic policies. Of interest is Germany, which is at the heart of the European economy. The relationship between Germany and China emerges as a pivotal axis, potentially reshaping the international order. Amidst rising geopolitical tensions and shifting alliances, the recent meeting between Chinese President Xi Jinping and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz signaled a nuanced shift in international relations, particularly in the context of the long-standing transatlantic partnership between Germany and the United States. In this analysis, I explore whether Germany, under the current global economic and political climate, might prioritize its economic ties with China over its historical allegiance with the United States, navigating a path fraught with both opportunity and diplomatic risks. My name is Dr. David Waralu, and you are watching Geopolitics in Conflict.
A big thank you to our sponsor for this show, Aura.
Now, let us look at the historical context and recent developments. Well, historically, Germany has maintained a robust alliance with the United States, rooted in shared so-called democratic values, economic interests, and security commitments.
Germany would have all the pieces here to develop the next tech champions, but...
Largest economy is feeling not so large these days.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Aura. And this is actually something that is very important to me. It makes me very uncomfortable to have so much of my private information out on the internet. It's honestly shocking. Have you ever Googled yourself? Do it now and check out how much of your private information is just out there for anyone who has your name. In between data breaches, which happen so regularly we barely even notice anymore, and brokers who are literally profiting off of your information without your consent or even knowledge. You can see this gets me fired up. Data brokers sell your information to scammers, spammers, and anyone else who may want to target you. If most people knew that, I think they would be beyond angry. But most people don't even know that this is happening. Your full name, email address, your freaking home address, health records, your relatives, it's all out there. That's why I've been using Aura, the sponsor of today's video. Aura shows me which data brokers are selling my information and automatically submits opt-out requests for me. I set mine up in literally a few minutes and it was very easy to do. Cleaning up my information not only helps reduce the amount of spam I get, but it protects me from hackers who could use this information to help them access my social media accounts, bank accounts, or other sensitive information. I don't know if you saw this, but AT&T revealed that over 72 million customer records, both existing and former customers, were released on the dark web. Companies like this are rarely held accountable too. They recommend those affected use strong passwords, monitor account activity, and consider credit freezes or fraud alerts from credit bureaus. But it keeps happening, so we have to keep changing those passwords for dozens of sites we use weekly. Well, Aura does this all for me. And best of all, I don't have to download several different apps just because a company couldn't keep my data secure. If my info was compromised in the AT&T data breach, I wouldn't worry because Aura is always on, always doing the hard work of keeping me safe. I value my privacy and I value yours. You can go to aura.com/conflict to start your 2-week free trial. also linked below in the description.
The global economic landscape is witnessing a paradigm shift, with China's rise as a global economic powerhouse introducing new dynamics into existing alliances. The meeting between Xi and Scholz underscores a mutual interest in deepening economic cooperation, an initiative that President Xi describes as having a transcendent significance, not only for both countries, but for broader regional and global stability. Yet, I wonder whether the United States will punish Germany for its outreach to China. Economic imperatives. What will be there for Germany? Well, Germany's economy, the largest in Europe, is intricately tied to its manufacturing and export sectors, with China serving as a critical market for German automobiles, machinery, and chemical products, with Germany blindly following the United States policies, especially when it comes to sanctions against Russia, which, by the way, have failed miserably.
Wir werden uns heute im Rahmen der EU, im Rahmen der NATO, im Rahmen der G7 koordinieren. Wir werden das volle Paket mit massivsten Sanktionen gegen Russland auf den Weg bringen.
Germany is depriving itself from access to cheap energy that played a pivotal role in its economic prowess in over the years. Interestingly, German Finance Minister Christian Lindner said recently, and I quote, "My country must carry out structural reforms," expressing disappointments over weak growth in the continent's largest economy, end of quote. One thing is sure, the bilateral trade volume between the two nations underscores a significant economic partnership, with China being Germany's largest trading partner. This economic interdependence presents a compelling case for Germany to strengthen these ties, especially as, one, its economy is crumbling, two, it navigates post-pandemic economic recovery, and three, seeks new markets for its exports in response to a very slowing demand in other regions. Moreover, China's ambitious Belt and Road Initiative, known as BRI, presents further economic opportunities for German businesses in infrastructure projects across Asia, Africa, and Eastern Europe. The strategic economic benefits of engaging more deeply with China are clear, yet they come with the need for careful navigation of the geopolitical implications, particularly the reaction from Germany's patron, the United States. Then what about the geopolitical consideration? The United States perceives China's global ascent with increasing awareness, framing Beijing economic policies under the lenses of strategic competition. The United States has expressed concerns over issues ranging from trade imbalances and intellectual property rights to human rights practices and regional security threats. You know, the usual slogans. Yet, the United States was silent and even vetoed atrocities committed in Gaza by Israel in a clear violation of international law. Be that as it may, any significant shift by Germany towards China could strain transatlantic relations. However, Germany's approach under Chancellor Olaf Scholz appears to advocate for a balanced stance, recognizing the importance of its relationship with China while being mindful of the broader Western alliance system. I wonder why Scholz is so subservient to the United States. Since his election, I expressed my doubt about the Chancellor's ability to navigate the global chaos, and my assessment was spot on. Then comes the Germans' strategic autonomy, if there is one. Recent global chaos and geopolitical tensions, caused primarily by the US and its incompetent allies, including France, Germany, UK, among others, have prompted re-evaluation now of national and regional security strategies, including Europe's dependency on external security and economic powers. Germany's potential move towards strengthening ties with China can also be viewed through the lenses of seeking greater strategic autonomy. A wishful thinking, I may add. Mind you, that as of February 2022, there were an estimated 35,221 active duty United States military personnel in Germany, the highest of any European country. And the optics of it does not bode well for Germany. When it comes to international relations, context matters, and having many troop stations in one country says enough about its lack of sovereignty. Yet, Germany is chasing a mirage as it hopes to diversify partnership to better navigate global uncertainties. Chancellor Olaf Scholz's administration might see an enhanced partnership with China not only as an economic opportunity, but also as a strategic maneuver in an increasingly multipolar world. Time will tell, sooner than later, I hope. The potential outcomes and challenges, while the economic advantages of a closer partnership with China are significant, Germany faces numerous challenges in balancing this relationship with its submission and commitments to the US and the broader European Union policies. Moreover, Germany must consider the European Union collective stance on China, which has been cautious, advocating for a strategy of engagements coupled with a clear-eyed assessment of the challenges China poses. As such, Germany's actions will likely influence and be influenced by the broader European Union policy towards China. Here is my conclusion for you. Whether Germany will significantly strengthen its economic ties with China at the expense of its relationship with the US involves the complex interplay of economic benefits, geopolitical risks, and strategic autonomy. The decision involves not merely choosing between two major powers, but rather navigating a nuanced path that considers the multifaceted implications of such shift. As Germany contemplates this delicate balance, the outcome will undoubtedly have profound implications for international economics and political landscapes, signaling potential shift in global alignments. It's already a foregone conclusion that the world has shifted from a unipolar to a multipolar system, with China at the heart of this shift.
And thank you so much to our sponsor for today's show, Aura. Please check out the link in the description box below.
As always, prepare yourself for a changing world order. Till next time. Thank you.